It's obvious that Cape Town doesn't have enough housing opportunities, that poor people, particularly poor people and people at the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum, continue to be forced to live far away from economic opportunities in the city centre. And one of the solutions which is proposed by housing activists is that city-owned public space, not all of it, but some of it, be given over to social housing opportunities. And golf courses are one aspect of public land which are often mentioned by the housing activists. The city put out a media release late last week, essentially saying that they'd looked at the possibility of housing on the Rondebosch golf course, which is publicly owned, but they had decided that it was not suitable, and there is a proposal up for public discussion that the lease as a golf course be continued. James Voss is the MACO member for Economic Opportunities in the City of Cape Town. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and also best wishes to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you. What makes Rondebosch Golf Course not suitable for housing, if not in whole, then perhaps in part?
Well, John, everyone would agree that Cape Town is experiencing unprecedented urbanization. And so with the rapid urbanization, it's leading to an acute need for accommodation. And as you said, close to those economic opportunities, amenities, and public transport. However, one needs to be mindful that not every tract of city-owned land is suitable for this purpose. And in this specific instance, the site is suboptimal. And so the Rondebosch Golf Course is designed to contain the repeated flooding of the Black River with 50% below the flood line, with the course itself shaped to provide open space as a holding area for the on-site storage of floodwaters to prevent the flooding of properties. And also, if you look at the shape of the
when last itself, was when last was there a flood that was prevented by the way the golf course has been laid out?
I'm not entirely sure when last there was a flood, but the information provided by the various departments of council will advise and give the necessary information for my department to make a decision. So when the departments of water, reticulation, infrastructure, and so on provides specialized information in terms of design and layout, that is the information that we work with. And so accordingly, my department will take that into consideration. And of course, specifically the lease issue in terms of how do we transact so that we can get the best economic and social value out of this particular site, like we assess every other application that comes to the council for consideration. So I must qualify upfront, John, that I can only really speak to the contents of the city report to be considered at council at the end of this month.
The Rondebosch Golf Course is not suitable for housing, whether it's social housing or upmarket housing, because by building that you would increase the possibility of the Black River flooding.
Yes, of course. And if you also look historically at the Rondebosch Golf Club, in terms of it has a very strong and detailed environmental plan, being home to many different trees and shrubs, many of them indigenous to the Western Cape, and with no less than 75 different species of birds. So you need these open spaces in your city landscape. And if you look at the specifics with regards to Rondebosch Golf Course, it obviously is a lease that has been in place for many, many years. It has been leased for more than 3 years, I'm informed.
You broke so up. It's been leased for how long?
For more than 83 years.
Okay.
So the subject property is currently being utilized as a golf course accordingly. And so this report seeks approval to commence with a public participation process so that we can consider all of the information at hand. And of course, one must look at it in the bigger picture. There was a lot of misinformation in the media about the historic lease of R1,000. So the city will receive a rental income for sporting purposes then. And I also want to just point out that a tariff specific to golf course leases will be submitted to council when the budget is considered. So there's a new tariff that will be considered.
Essentially, you are arguing before council that the lease should be continued, the current lease, or are you saying that the current leaseholder has had X number of years and let's open this up to tender to see if anybody else wants to take over the running on a leasehold basis of this golf course?
Well, Well, no, in this particular case, the current lease is ending on the 31st of December 2020 with no renewal clause. And so, therefore, council is obliged to comply with the regulations of the Municipal Asset Transfer Regulations, which is relevant to the current application, to commence with a public participation to obtain input from the citizens and from affected communities, so that we sit with enough information in front of us to decide how to go forward. So we want to ensure that members of the public are aware of and encouraged to submit their comments and objections to the proposed transaction. But I also want to just mention to you, John, that very importantly, the lease in terms of what we then propose, there's a couple of important things that one must take into consideration, that the rental income is the smallest of the financial contributions the city receives from golf clubs. And so the golf clubs have historically entered into these lease agreements, which permit the use of the land for sporting purposes upon condition that the course is fully maintained by the respective clubs. And in this case, the lessee has indicated their interest to continue leasing the property and would be responsible for maintenance and upkeep of the property to the tune of about 6 million rand per year. So there's a socioeconomic benefit, and that is specifically the part that I am dealing with as the Baker Member for Economic Opportunities and Asset Management, to see how we can unlock the value of our assets and also to make sure
that... Surely a multi-use of it rather than just a single-use golf course would open up more economic opportunities.
That is an important point, John, because the city is currently assessing each golf course that is situated on city-owned land according to its individual merits, challenges, and future potential. And so some of the options under consideration are to optimally find a way to reduce the size of a golf course and incorporate income-generating compatible uses, which may include infra housing opportunities. There are 20 golf courses within the city metropolitan area, 8 which belongs to the city, which now leases will be considered as we go forward, where these leases come to an end with no renewal clause.
James, is there anything like a... I don't know, a commitment to find a way to turn at least one of the golf courses into housing opportunities? And 20 golf courses, 8 owned. I mean, I know golf is a popular sport, and I know that it's not only very rich people who play golf, and I know that publicly owned golf courses make it possible for less wealthy people also to play a game that they love. But 20 golf courses, 8 owned by the city, it just seems that there's an enormous amount of open space there which could and perhaps should be used in different ways.
You are absolutely correct, and these are some of the suggestions that we are considering. So I don't want to preempt the process, because my department only deals with the transaction of it in terms of the leasing, etc. And my colleague, Councillor Badruddin, who is in charge of recreation and parks, his department will specifically look at the merits of each course, or golf course, and look at the future potential. And so that is certainly something that one needs to look at and be mindful of all of the circumstances surrounding it. And you've made the point, which I would like to just emphasize. There's so much more to golf than the social game, because in terms of its financial contribution from jobs and economic opportunities and spin-offs, we're looking at about 2 billion rand worth of contribution that golf gives to our country, and specifically in Cape Town, it is estimated at 300 million rand per player contribution, if you look at all of the different income streams. And specifically in Cape Town, with transformation and driving, how new players can come into the game and the impact it has in terms of tourism, making our city globally competitive. So it's important that we look at all of these circumstances so that we can unlock the true value. So all of the questions that you've asked are extremely important, and that's exactly what I would like to get out of this public participation process, so that we can consider the best possible deal going forward, but that we are also practical and realistic. And again, the point is that not every tract of city-owned land is suitable for housing.
It sometimes appears that no tracts of city-owned land are suitable for housing. I mean, I know that there have been a few small areas that have been designated, but they appear to be an incredibly tiny percentage of the land that the city owns. I mean, it's almost a lot of people have the perception, whether it's justified or not, I do not know, but a lot of people, and I'm being contacted by them on WhatsApp at the moment, have the perception that the city sets such a high bar for turning publicly owned land into housing opportunities that effectively they render that option moot in most cases.
John, and this new city administration is certainly committed by looking at all possibilities. And if you look at my new directorate that has been in existence for just more than a year, the number of land parcels that we have made available for commercial and housing opportunities, and we'll continue with that. We need to get it right. And so I have a very close working relationship with my colleague, Councillor Lucy Boy, who's the Maker Member for Housing, where we've already identified more than 10 sites in the inner city for social housing purposes, and we'll continue to do so that we can get the balance right. There's a new thinking and a new way of doing business, and that is my commitment, and so that we can get it right, but that we're also practical and realistic in how we transact with our land going forward.
That's Alderman James Voss, Maker Member for Economic Opportunities in the City of Cape Town.